10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new kid.
And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Sawacki.
Sunday, so good to me, and I hope it's good to you. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And today we're going to talk about how alive is 65. Well, do you remember that popular TV show, The Beverly Hillbillies, that aired in the 60s and 70s? And if you do remember the show, I'm sure you remember that feisty, fussy, little energetic woman known as Granny. Well, how old do you think she was being portrayed on the show? We're going to find out that. And, of course, we also have Clark Weber, Mother Weber's oldest son, with his look at life all right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560. And you can listen live on the web by going to aginginforadio.com and click that Listen Live button on our homepage. And if this is your first time listening to Aging Info Radio, weekly I have expert guests on that discuss many topics or diverse topics that keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. And you can visit our website at aginginforadio.com for all of our past shows, which are up on podcast. We also list future shows. You want to check out our highly credible sponsors and more. And Aging Info Radio has been on AM 560 on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. for quite some time. And we've just moved to Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. So thank you for listening. And I hope you learn a bit and enjoy our show. And this segment is brought to you by Kagan & Company, a trusted name in Chicago for over 50 years. They will safely sell your valuables. Call Jordan at 847-897-5781 for an appointment. Well, the feisty, fussy, and energetic Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies, Daisy Granny Moses was her name, and she was being portrayed as 62 years old. That's right, 62. And look at what 62 looks like today. Boy, have we come a long way. Or even if you go back a bit further at the turn of the century, quite a bit further actually, the average lifespan was only 49 years, and only 13% of people reached 65. And if someone turned 100, or say a couple celebrated 35 years of marriage, it called for a picture in the newspaper. Well, it's no big deal because people are living well into their hundreds. In fact, centenarians are up 65% over the past three decades. My guest is Anthony Carrillo, and Anthony works with the community and as an aging expert. Welcome, Anthony, to Aging Info Radio.
Good morning, Sue. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great.
Great. Well, I know you're in North Carolina, and we're up here in Chicago. And I hope you're having a bright and sunny morning there.
Absolutely. I visit Chicago often.
It's a great city. Well, you have a very diverse background, and you've arrived at your mission for helping elders in kind of an unusual way. Do you want to tell our listeners how you did that?
Well, sure. So my quote day job, I have my own company, but it's healthcare, consulting with healthcare organizations around marketing and patient experience. But you know, I'm originally from Philly, so we won't get into any sports rivalries there or anything.
Okay.
But you know, in Philly, I was also in addition to a full time job, I was a full time musician and you know, performer, singer, all these kinds of things, and got tired of nightclubs and the politics of having another family in your bandmates, and decided to leave that environment and was wondering, you know, God gave me this voice, what was I going to do with it? And one day I walked into an assisted living facility and started singing, and next thing you knew, I was doing 100 performances a year in addition to my full-time job. And before you know it, it catches up on you real quick that you're making a huge difference in people's lives, and likewise, they're making a huge difference in yours.
Well, when you talk about making a huge difference, I relate to the story on your website and the video. And you want to share that with us?
Oh, sure. And I'll keep it briefer than when I give my keynotes on this. It's called The Story of Esther. And Esther actually is a North Carolina story. She was a resident in a assisted living in Hickory, North Carolina, and I called her my designated heckler, you know, because I have a strange program sometimes. You know, I'll announce songs like Pennies from Heaven and ask people, like, why am I doing that this month? And, you know, ba-doom-ba, it's National Accountants Day, you know, and then they'll roll their eyes and, you know, groan. And so Esther was that person. And one day when I was going to the facility to entertain, the activity director asked me if I could go visit Esther in the hospital. And I didn't really think anything of it. So we got done performing, went over, and Esther was in the critical care unit, believe it or not, and she wanted me. And she wanted me because she wanted me to sing to her. And it was kind of funny because she was, her daughter was there, and Esther's flirting with me and all this kind of stuff. And she's going, mother, mother. And but Esther wanted me to sing one song. It was called Because He Lives. It's a beautiful religious song. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Except there's only one problem. I didn't know it because I'm a guy from South Philly. And in South Philly, we have a picture of the Lord on one wall and Frank Sinatra on the other. And but I told Esther I was going to learn that song, and I did. And I sang her something else that day, the Nat King Cole song, Unforgettable. Anyway, fast forward, I put a song together and recorded it on CD, and I sent it back to her, and she was in the assisted living. But unfortunately, a few weeks later, she fell ill and was in hospice. And essentially, on the last day of her life, her daughter played my CD with this one song over and over again. And eventually, her daughter knelt down next to her and started singing in her ear along with me, and essentially told her to let go. And Esther passed on that day. And, you know, I didn't find that out until I actually went to Esther's funeral, something I don't make a habit out of, but I was touched and went. And, you know, when something like that happens to you, you can't wake up every day but wanting to serve elders and caregivers and have everybody have a booming life at 65 and over.
And you're using your talent, which is even more fun. And once again, I'm with Anthony Carrillo, and educatedaging.com is Anthony's website. Now, you you know in the area of education that you believe there's three things that are very important with staying. You know, people are so much younger. They get younger every generation. And, you know, like I said, 65 is so alive. But you know that there's some things that people can do to really impact their health and well-being. What are those?
Sure. And the three things I concentrate on in anything I write or when I speak are, first of all, physical aging. And, you know, I visit enough places, you know, nursing homes and such, that I could see that people got, there's people who got there because age caught up with them, but then there are also those who just did not keep up with themselves. And I don't have to bore you, you probably have medical experts on your on the shows there that talk about the rate of chronic conditions in this country and obesity and all these types of things. And frankly, we've become so dependent on the medical system itself, we've almost become over-dependent on it. And so, you know, we may be living longer, but we're not necessarily living healthier than the generations before us. In fact, I think there's even some statistics out there that show that, you know, the boomer generation has a somewhat lower life expectancy than their parents that preceded them. So physical health is certainly one because so much of it is under our control. Financial health is the other one, and I won't bore you with, you know, the stuff you always hear about saving. But I'll make this nuance. A lot of the savings conversations are around, you know, 401 and saving for retirement, and that's a good thing, except people don't understand that it can all be wiped out in a flash if something, you know, goes wrong with your health. And I'm not talking just hospital care, because that's the whole health care reform and Obamacare debate, and it's really just about hospitals and health insurance. And we're really talking about after that. If something happens to you and you would need home health or assisted or nursing care, How do you pay for it? People have a lot of misconceptions around that. They usually get it wrong. They think somehow it's covered, and most of the times it's not, and you have to go broke before, you know, things, other things can you can be qualified for. And so, you know, my nuance for the financial is, you know, long-term care insurance and such, and really just, you know, planning for that unforeseen.
Quickly,
emotional aging. And what I mean by that is I spend thousands of hours around elders, and I learned so many lessons from that. And I'll be glad to share with you some of those as we go on.
Absolutely. So you said physical, financial, and emotional. Yes, all three of those areas are so important with aging and making sure that you're taking care of yourself in each area. And Anthony, when we get back here from break, I want you to talk about your Meaning of Life program. I know there's a number of lessons there that are more than valuable. This is Aging Info Radio, and you're listening to AM 560. You want to stay right here for the Meaning of Life programs with Anthony Carrillo. We'll be right back.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Here, the food is always fresh, the hospitality is always warm, and a helping hand is never more than a few feet away. Where is here? Lexington Square, where for 30 years, seniors have enjoyed a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Located in Elmhurst and Lombard, Lexington Square offers a full spectrum of senior living options. Active, independent seniors find lots to do and plenty of friends to do it with, while those needing assistance or memory support receive all the attention they deserve. Here, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. To schedule a visit, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. That's 630-576-4800. Lexington Square Senior Residence. You'll like it here.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, this is Susan Wacky, your host, and I'm here with Anthony Carrillo, the aging expert, his website being educatedaging.com. We were talking about three areas that are very important with aging and staying young, or aging, but not growing old. And the third one was emotional, Anthony, and touch a little bit more on that.
Well, what I mean is that, and as I mentioned, I spent a lot of time around elders, and, you know, you learn a lot about their stories, and, of course, the generations that have come before us have a lot of resiliency, and they've been through so much. And I think, you know, frankly, the boomers have, I wouldn't say had it easy, but, you know, we've had it better than previous generations. And when you really talk to some of these folks and what they've been through, and then as we get into this Meaning of Life program, you know, some of the lessons you learn from them about just how to lead your own life is amazing. And I think if people spend more time around elders, they would. I would actually call your attention. There was a reality show that just came that was on ended about a month ago. It was called Forever Young. And they actually paired 60-plus, I think the oldest was 80-something, with 30-year-olds in a house. And, you know, just people can look it up. It's just an amazing show in that as the weeks went by, how the stereotypes both ways broke down and how the generations learned from each other. It was just an awesome program.
Yeah, I think we learn from all, everybody teaches everybody. Children teach adults, adults teach the elderly teach children. It just goes full circle. Now, your 8 lessons for leading a quality life. What are the 8 lessons? I'm so curious.
Well, you know, they're kind of basic if you think about it, but I have a program called The Meaning of Life because I'm so presumptuous to know it. But, you know, I actually, independently of my program, I read a book called The Wisdom of the Earth's Elders, and a gentleman went around and interviewed the oldest of the oldest in the world. I think they were 113 years old on average. And everything I'm about to tell you, I came to conclude separately from him, but when I read the book, he had all of these in them as well. So I might be on to something. So the first is have purpose. And I know that sounds, you know, pretty general, but I can tell you, I use a woman named Ruth Ann, who was a resident in an assisted living, and she had this great, I mean, she did all kinds of things. She delivered newspapers. She, you know, was president of the residence council. And when I interviewed her for my book, and I asked her, you know, you have a great purpose here, and she said, yes, but every day I pray to God for what my true purpose is. So she was always searching for her purpose. And, you know, even when I work with caregivers and write to caregivers, I always tell them that they have an incredible purpose right now with what they're doing. But then, you know, it will not obviously be forever, and they need to think about and kind of to know what's next in life for them. And that's, I think, if you read enough studies on this, that people who have purpose actually tend to live longer.
Yeah, motivating purpose is really good for the heart. And your next lesson.
Sure. You know, it's not a big surprise, but stay active. You know, physically put a time aside on your calendar for fitness. You know, you really have to. You have to schedule it. You have to keep yourself healthy. And, you know, I've learned so much. You know, I'll just give you an example from my mother-in-law. When she visits here, you know, for several months of the year, and it's just when you watch her, first, she's very active. She's in her mid-80s. And if she needs to use the bathroom, and we have a powder room down on our ground floor, she won't go there. She will deliberately walk up the steps and use something upstairs to get the exercise. So it doesn't have to be a big commitment, you know, jogging or, you know, getting a big physical activity program going. But we all know this stuff, but it's more important than ever that we do because, again, my contention is that how you take care of yourself today is going to affect how you age tomorrow.
Exercises, keep moving. That's my whole philosophy. You've got to keep moving. And once again, I'm here with Anthony Cirillo, his website being educatedaging.com. He is an aging expert, and we're going to have to move it real quick to cover all 8 of these.
All right, well,
number
next one, laugh every day.
Oh, I love that one. You don't have to. You can go on to 4. That is so important, laughter.
Yep, learn something new, and the group I use is called the Raging Grannies. You should find them. They're a protest group. Even some of them have been arrested, but they have people in, you know, all walks of life, and people who are nursing and assisted living and independent living, and just and they go out and protest different things. And, you know, for me, what they're doing is they're always learning something new. As Jim Rohn says, formal education gets you a job, but self-education gets you rich.
Yeah, and if you wake up with an attitude that you are going to learn that day, just keep your eyes and ears open. You will learn something. And the next one, number 5.
Nurture friendships. You know, no surprise there, but there's actually a lot of different medical studies. I won't bore you with them, but there's a lot of medical studies that associate, you know, having a rich social network with longevity and quality of life. So, you know, it's a real important thing to think about.
Yeah, that's so important. And number 6.
Have a great attitude. You know, it's simple enough, but having a positive attitude, and, you know, I even have to work on this usually on a daily basis, is so important, you know, in terms of how you're perceived. I even use this because I'm a marketing consultant to tell people that, you know, your attitude is also your brand and how people, you know, perceive you and reflect you.
Yeah, I have a great gratitude, and your attitude will be lifted. And number seven.
Well, there you go, because I really combine seven and eight together, and it's have a great attitude. I'm sorry, I said that already. Be grateful and be loving. And the gratefulness of all the things I've learned from our elders is the gratefulness. I mean, I could point to people who are in nursing or assisted living facilities who I contend have a better quality of life than people who, quote, are on the outside. And it's all about how they've lived their life. And, you know, I could point to a woman who is blind and in a wheelchair at a nursing home, and her attitude and her gratefulness, it's just amazing. And when you walk out of there, you better not think you have a single problem in the world, because, you know, you really just pick it up and you leave uplifted.
There's so much to learn from elders. I mean, really, when somebody is, you know, they've earned every bit of appreciation from me. I love to listen to seniors talk, because you learn if you really do listen. Anybody that's been around 80 plus years has so much to teach.
Absolutely.
I mean, their experience, their life experience alone, I mean, the things that they've seen, and how generations have changed, how, you know, the technologies have come about. And then, you know, I want to go back to number three, laughter. Laughter is so important. In fact, Betty White with her Off Their Rockers show, I mean, that is the greatest show, where the seniors are pranking the young ones. Have you seen it?
Oh, yes, I've definitely seen it. And, you know, look no further than Betty White for an example of all these things. I mean, wow, you know?
Oh, she's a poster child for my show. She absolutely is. So it's purpose. Make sure you, I always say the four G's, that's get up, get dressed, get out, and get going every day. I mean, staying active is right behind that. But, I mean, just getting out in the world.
I like it.
You know, keeps people going. And I've always believed, you know, a motivating purpose is so important. And like you said, these don't have to be grandiose. They just keep people moving forward. So then we have laughter, learn, nurturing friendships, attitude, gratitude or gratefulness, and loving. Is that all right?
That's absolutely right.
And that's what you teach out in your presentations, and is that what's on your Educated Aging will lead us to your blog, correct?
Exactly.
And your blog is written weekly, daily?
I try to publish three times a week, and then I make video blogs of the written word, and so usually I publish 5 days a week. So there's usually something new there, and it's all, again, related to physical aging, financial aging, emotional aging.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. I mean, when we have 78 million baby boomers, and 10,000 a day are turning 65. In fact, in Chicago, there's a magazine here called Cranes, and they were saying that Chicago is the gray city, and it's not about gray skies. It's about gray hairs. And I mean, with that many baby boomers, 65 is so much younger than it used to be.
Yes, it is. I mean, when you mention granny, you could look at her now and you know, you think, I wouldn't even think somebody 90, it's somebody way older than that.
Well, yeah, she was portrayed to be 62, or she was 62. You would think that she was like 90, 92.
Right.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Anthony, for joining me on Aging Info Radio, and forever young cheers to you, and I will be in touch.
Thank you.
Well,